Morning brief for the U.S. stock market. This is an audio update. We'll be doing a weekly update here soon, which is always a video so that you can actually see the model labeling on price fluctuation, see how well it works, and that helps give you discipline, how to follow it, what signals to take. And then, of course, we give a variety of price projections and targets and risk points as well. Okay, so where are we at this morning? Well, we're due for the CPI inflation report, and many are guessing it's going to be the highest in 40 or 50 years. The market so far for the overnight stock index futures are kind of acting like they would prefer to move higher, that they're just holding out waiting for this report and want to get it out of the way. But they're doing that, obviously, to guard from a surprise that they're worried someone else might sell it and they can't counter it, things like that. So we could get a little downside volatility yet here. So as we go to the model and then also go to an intraday chart and put model labeling on it to see how it actually looks, what the model is suggesting is a possibility. And unfortunately, I can't tell which one it is. It could be 60% probability the market is bottoming now for level four interweek swing. It combined two together to make a pattern of up this week and then down a little bit as of yesterday, a little bit of cooling off, if you will. Okay. And if this is correct, then the market should move higher today and it can extend into Monday, or at least Sunday night, okay? And there is room on the intraday indicators that it can rally a bit. And I will say that I'm quite pleased of how recent targets have worked as not only targets, but resistance, meaning 46.95 in the December futures, the market's kind of fluctuated around it, sometimes bumped its head on it. But it did briefly move up to the next one at 47.14 and pretty much nailed it as of the high of the week, okay? Those two levels or range between them is resistance. And if violated, then this market should rally to about 47.43. I don't know how long it'll take. I don't think it'll take long at all, okay? I think we'll have it by next week. Maybe we could have it today, but I think we'll probably have it by next week. Now, on the flip side of that is about a 40% probability that the market needs to extend the current level four a little more to the downside, and unfortunately, it could stay down all day. Now, if it violates the overnight low, okay, which on my chart was probably at about 46.62 and a quarter, I would be a little concerned it wants to pull back to about 46.50, maybe a little bit lower. There's really no support all the way down to the low of the week, okay? And if we flip to the S&P 500 cash, we find we have a gap from around 46.31 down to about 46.12, and I think that's bothering some people in the trade. I think they feel it's too large. You've got to pull it back, fill the gap, and then you can go higher. But the point is, everyone will then be worried, if we're filling the gap, is it just going to keep going lower? It's actually a give-up level where more supply will come into the market, all right? So some people don't want to see it. I'm one of them. I don't think there's a reason to fill it, but I understand gaps always seem to get filled someday. So it'd probably be better for our bullish scenario into January and our long-term scenario. It'd probably be better. Go ahead, knock it down, fill the gap, okay? It is interesting that gap was created overnight, of course, by the futures when the market was up 60 points overnight. I can't even think of when it's been that bullish. But turns out some of the banks come out and said that was the largest short covering in years, okay? Something massive, okay? So it does tell us something spooked them where they were concerned of that they sold too much too late and things were going to be okay. And part of that okay is we fixed the government spending and now looks like we're fixing the debt ceiling, okay, and we're going to get this inflation report out. And the only thing I can think of that's going to cause problems here in coming hours, days, weeks, maybe months is what's going over in China with the Evergrande real estate banking kind of business blow up, okay? And it sounds like, yeah, they're in default, and it sounds like they're going to be broken up and split up. But frankly, I know it's huge. I think it's 17%, though, of the entire, whatever it is, classification of companies, or maybe it's real estate companies. But they are concerned of contagion and problems for the other companies, okay? 50% of that business, however, is very tiny companies. So my guess is China's got plenty of bucks to do it. They've got the wherewithal and the rules and regulations and power to tell people what to do and when to do it and where. And my guess is, yeah, they're going to work through this. I don't think there's a contagion here. But even the Federal Reserve made a comment a little while ago, there could be a little bit of contagion. So people didn't really want to hear that. So that's something that could cause some issues down the road. But I think China's going to work through it quite well. And yes, we got a relations problem in terms of China, Taiwan, U.S., and you could throw Hong Kong in, you can throw North Korea in, and then we got Russia, okay? So those are outside things that can cause issues with trade, with business, with the economy, with the stock markets, with finances, all right? And but there's nothing on the says it's going to take place right now. And I have so much faith in the model that normally we won't get major surprises halfway through a trend, that the surprises wait till the trend is ready to end and then the surprise shows up. Well, if that's the case, we should not get any significant bearish information to near the end of January, perhaps even into February, okay? Because the level one trend, the largest trend during a year, ought to be up into January. The Santa Claus rally ought to be a phase within it, and I think it can work. Doesn't work every year, but I think it can work. I think we're on our way. And, you know, it just looks like there's just nothing standing in the way of this. The economic news is great. We got a fantastic economy. The employment is just soaring. Now there's even more jobs available. And some of the people that quit and went into early retirement are actually coming back. But I think a good portion of them will not come back, okay? Especially if they can make good money out of the stock market and add it to their Social Security. And the stock market has been easy enough now that I think a lot of people are saying they can make a living out of it. I know I can make a living out of it. I don't have to work if I don't want to. But I want to work. I want to talk about the markets. I don't want to be entirely off in my own little world somewhere. Okay? So I think everything's constructive. Everything's bullish. I could care less if they fill this gap. It's possible that I'd feel better if they just got it over and done with. But I don't think it's really going down there. So I think the key is if the stock market wants to rally today or by Monday higher than the current high of this week, I think they're going to give up on the whole gap thing. I think they're going to say you're going to have to get it to near it now. Then it becomes a target. It becomes like a magnet of, hey, let's just get it done. Okay. So we'll see how this inflation report comes out here. Anything on the debt ceiling. Okay, but I can't imagine anything in terms of the economy, business, everything looks great, it's wonderful, we're rock and rolling, maybe the 1920s all over again for all I know, okay? So bottom line is, got plenty of upside objectives here, and we're going to show it in the weekly update. We'll take a look at the interest rates, the gold, Bitcoin, the dollar, crude oil. We're going to talk about the inflation once we get this inflation number. And we're going to look at those short-term to intermediate trends with maybe a little hint of long-term. And I have not done the monthly update. I may do that today or over the weekend as well. But the monthly update will be long-term to super long-term only. And now that I think about it, I probably won't put the global markets in this weekly update because most of the time I only show you the long-term anyways. Well, we'll throw those over into the monthly update. All right, that's all I've got for you today. I think, you know, unfortunately, we don't know for sure how this day is going. It's a slight bias to actually finish on a bullish note. And as I look out to next week, the level three uptrend ought to have been, it was supposed to have been up this week, and it can extend higher into next week, but we do have to look for a little bit of consolidation setback next week for level three. That should fit inside the larger level two uptrend that's up from this week on into January. That fits inside the level one uptrend that's up from October's low into January. And all of that is a leg inside of a minor long-term bull market in the summer that's inside of a larger bull market into around 2024 or so, inside of the major long-term bull market that's probably up for this decade. I think there's still another 40 to 80% upside in this stock market. Add a little leverage or pick the right stocks. You might even be able to double that. I think I will, according to my tactic tied into this model strategy. And so I just find it very difficult of how they're going to throw enough bad news to cause a 30% setback in the stock market until we get near the end of this decade. I just cannot fathom it. I cannot come up with it. I may miss something. So we're always looking over our shoulders. We're always willing to sell something to manage risk. But I really want to stay focused on what could be one of the better bull markets in decades, at least from now into 2024. Hopefully this makes some sense and some help to you. Past results are not necessarily indicative of future results. If you're not a subscriber yet, get on board. I think if you'll watch us for a few months here, you're probably going to say, hey, got to stay with us and see this all the way to the end of this decade. See if we get this fantastic bull market when the S&P 500 can go to 6,800s, 8,500s. And then are we going to get a fantastic bear market? All right. Thank you. Have a great day. Stay safe. Stay healthy. And we'll get working on that weekly update once we can get our hands on that inflation report and see how the market behaves here. So keep in mind, yes, the market can pull back to fill that gap and then go higher. I don't think they're going to fill the gap and take it lower. If it trades below this week's low, yes, there's something wrong. We need to reevaluate. It may be bearish for quite some time if it does that. In the meantime, gotta go with the bulls. I think we got quite a bit higher coming in here in January. I think 4,800, then 5,000. We got some banks coming out earlier this week. I wrote an article just before the explosion and said it was bottoming. And I set up a new objective for next year of 5,200. I think that's kind of high. And I said, there's no sense hedging with commodities. You might better just keep owning all the stocks you can. Find stocks in the stock market that can actually hedge for inflation. The interesting thing, Goldman Sachs come out just a day or two afterwards and said 5,170 for next year. Now, it's their top analyst. There's other analysts that might say the opposite. 5,170 next year for the S&P 500. And they said, basically, just hedge inside the stock market. They didn't say they were anti-commodities, but they just simply said, all you need is stocks. Interesting times. Thank you.